All right. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Jamie Young, and on this World Ventures special edition of Drive Time University Overdrive, we're interviewing some amazing, amazing people. This couple comes from another side of the world. As I'm doing this interview, it's a little after 1 a.m. in Dallas. They're waking up to a beautiful morning in Greece, and they have become international marketing directors, which is the top rank in our company, and it took them less than 2 years to do it. What's amazing is they're a young couple. They're in their mid-20s, and they have this vision for World Ventures and helping people and sharing what World Ventures is all about, the spirit of World Ventures, to others around the world. What's so amazing about them is they speak Greek and also some English, and they're starting to train around the world, all throughout Europe, and we're actually getting to have their first American debut in the United States at our international convention called United coming up in April 2014. They're helping so many people around the world, and we just really appreciate the time that they're spending to jump on with us and give us some of the tips and teach us a little bit about their story and how did they become the amazing leaders that they are here in World Ventures, so that you can get the full value out of World Ventures and Dream Trips for you. And so I'm just so grateful and excited to get a chance to know them better and let you hear from their about their success. And so today we're going to introduce the amazing couple, Stavros and Katerina Zinonos. And so I don't know, Stavros, you probably want to get us started, but tell us a little bit about your background.
Hello, Jamie. It's our pleasure to be introduced from you. We started in World Ventures at July 7th, 2011. Back at that days, I used to work as a car dealer. I had my own office, my own job. And Katerina used to work as administrator in a shipping company. We just finished our studies and get out of the university in 2010. I immediately started up my own business, and Katerina found a good job in a shipping company.
Now, had you ever done any business like World Ventures before? Have you ever been in this industry before?
Not in 2011. It was the first time that we were being introduced in a network marketing industry. This industry was something that we didn't know anything about it at all. It was the first time that we heard about a network marketing company. And to be honest with you, I was a little bit negative before starting doing this, because I didn't know anything about network marketing.
So that's pretty common for most people, since they don't, you know, network marketing is not really taught traditionally. How did you learn about World Ventures, and what got you excited about it?
Okay, here is a good thing of the story. Katerina was just take a position, as I told you before, in the shipping company. Another girl that was working there was already a member of World Ventures. She took a trip in Mykonos, a dream trip in Mykonos, and Katerina watched some photos of her in Facebook. She asked about what she's doing, and that girl was ready and willing to make a presentation to Katerina. Immediately, from the first time that Katerina watched the information, from the first time, she was very excited and ready to join. But she called me in the office a day that it was very hard for me. I was working about 10 hours that specific day, and I was very busy, and she told me everything through the phone. Now, the main part of the story that I got from the phone, it was that there is a company, an American company, that can offer you good prices for dream trips, for trips, good prices for holidays, and there is also a way to make money through this company. The first thinking from me about this company was something negative. And my answer was that, okay, look, if you want to do it, I'm not interested not only to do it, but I'm not interested to watch and to learn about this. After some hours, I went home, and Katerina was still there with her friend and waiting for me to make a presentation. Okay, only in order to be gentle with the girl, I sat down and I watched the presentation, but not carefully. I just watched the presentation, but I didn't see the presentation. So after the presentation finished, I didn't get too much. I didn't realize many things. But good for us, Katerina was more carefully. She didn't only watch the presentation, but she also see the presentation. She realized some things. She believed from the first time that this is something that could change our lives. And she jumped in. For the first days, I was thinking all day about this, but I wasn't very sure if this can, if this is something that we can do. And again, thanks to Katerina, she succeeded to make a quick get six, less than 2 weeks. She made a get six. And then she gave some proofs to me that, okay, it's something that we can do. If I can do this, you can do this also. Then I started slowly get into the deal. I started slowly watch some presentation, speak with some other people that they were already in the company. And the time that we got our MasterCard, and the time that I saw Katerina do this more and more day by day, I started to increase my belief level.
There's so many cool things about what you just shared, and I want to kind of recap some of them, because so many things could have gone wrong. You know, it's kind of cool to think about, you know, how the person that introduced you, you know, was just a coworker. Katerina calls you. This is very common in our business, where the you know, spouse or significant other is not on board. Maybe they hadn't been introduced to World Ventures the right way. And I love how Katerina also learned about this initially, because, you know, your sponsor was using the product, using the dream trips, going on the trips, you know, sharing the "you should be here" sign, and just showing the lifestyle that you can have World Ventures with World Ventures to create that curiosity. And then, you know, so many times when someone's looking at World Ventures, the sponsor a lot of times isn't assertive enough to say, "Hey, I get it, your spouse or your significant other might be a little negative about this. I'm going to come with you. I'm not going to rely on you because you may not have the information, but I'm going to come with you. I'm going to sit with you, and we're going to show the you know, your partner together the information so that they can see it correctly. And so, I mean, that's so cool, and that's such an important thing to do if you really want to succeed in this business and go that extra step. And what's crazy is, although it may seem so simple, at the same time, you know, you guys are now international marketing directors. You know, you've got over, just to become international marketing director, you have to have over 3,000 customers within your organization to do that. The other part about your story that I just absolutely love is how Katerina was like, well, I'm going to do this with or without you. And so she led by example, and she started seeing some success, because it's that proof, it's that belief, like you mentioned, that's the best way to get your spouse or significant other on board, or frankly, anybody who's doubting what you're doing. If you just show them that you're passionate and you're going to do this with or without them, and lead by example, that really is the best way to get them on board. And so, Stavros, once you started seeing that as working, tell us a little bit more about how the business just, you know, how you engaged more and how the business really took off for you.
Can you repeat, please, the question?
Yeah, if you could tell us, or I'll phrase it this way. Once you started believing more in World Ventures, what did you start doing? And
okay.
What was the growth like for you in World Ventures?
Okay, that's good. So from the first time that I realized that it's something that I can do, because the main reason why we joined World Ventures was the dream trips, was the holidays. We loved to make holidays. We loved to take dream trips and trips all over the world. So when I realized that this is something that can help us not only to have fun but and see the world, but also to increase our salary and to increase and to make better our lifestyle, I started from the first day to make presentations. I started from the first day to speak to some of my friends. This was somehow positive, but at the same time negative. And why? Because I didn't let anybody to teach me, and I didn't let anybody to help me. The first days, I took my computer, I got the presentation, and I go out. I speak to some people, and I remember that the first 10 to 15 people that I tried to recruit was 100% negative. And the same time, Katerina was speaking to some other people, and she was successful in this. So I realized that I was doing something wrong. I realized that this is working, but maybe I'm doing the wrong way. What the scenario that I used to work as a car dealer, for me, was not helpful, because now I know that you don't have to sell World Ventures. You don't have to try to sell to people. And we are not doing selling, but we are doing sourcing. Back in that days, when I was speaking to people, I was trying to sell something. I was trying to convince people, and that's the main reason why I was not successful the first days. So when I realized that I can use someone else, and I can use the experience of someone else, I can use the story of someone else, and I can let someone else to help me, it was the time that I started to have more results.
so wonderful. And it's so funny because, you know, I'm sure the people that are listening, I'm sure a lot of them probably relate to your story, because this is very common, the story of the people that were beating their head against the wall, doing it wrong, because it is a little bit different. But, you know, that's why we do this together as a team. And, you know, it's like the cliche phrase, but it's true that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And, you know, that's what's so neat about World Ventures, is that we have such an amazing training system. There's so many tools so that we can teach people, if they're coachable and winning, the things that they need to do to succeed, even if they have no prior experience, just like, you know, these international marketing directors now. So tell us a little bit about how the training has impacted your business.
Okay, so the first training, it was a small training, a super Saturday in our town near our house, Limassol. And it was about 1 month after we joined World Ventures. And we were about 10, something like this, but the most work and job for this result was by Katerina's effort. Katerina was trying to convince me to come to this training the whole night before the training, and I wasn't 100% sure if it was the right decision to go. Because, as I told you before, back in that days, I used to have my own job, and I was really very busy. But I took the decision to go just for 1 hour. I told Katerina that, okay, I'm going to come to that training, but just for 1 hour. And I went there. It was not a big training. It was about 60, 70 people in the room. And although I went just for 1 hour, I sat down and I watched the whole training for about 5 to 6 hours. And that was my first training event, and something that started to change my mind. The first time that I watched someone speak to the people, I realized that, okay, it's something that I want to do. The next training was a big event, was a regional event. It was in Limassol, in Cyprus. And the speaker, the trainer, was Dave Oloa. Yeah. And that time, it was the time that World Venture get into me. Something that I always say to the members of our team, because it's very related to our story, is not about when you get into World Ventures, but it's when World Ventures get into you. So let me repeat this. It's not about when you get in World Ventures, but it's about when World Ventures get into you. And I deeply believe that nobody in this world learns from his success. There is no way that you can learn from your success. But always you can learn something from your failures or from your mistakes. And that's how we start. We learn from our failures.
That's so cool. I'm so excited to see you train at United. It's going to be such a blessing. Now, had you ever thought when you were in that first training with Dave Uloa that one day you would be speaking on stage and training thousands of people upon thousands around the world?
Yes, it was the first thing that came into my mind. It was that, okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but you don't have to know you don't have to see the whole. I have to find the word now. Okay, let me repeat again. You don't have to see the whole staircase to make the first step. So the first thing that came to my mind is that I don't know how, but for sure I will find a way to be a speaker, and I will find a way to be a trainer with the company, because I love when they help us without knowing us. And I love this. And what else I realized that day is that, again, back in the past, the work that I was doing as a car dealer, unconsciously, I was trying to sell cars, but again, unconsciously, I was trying to be better than the other car dealers, because it was for my own benefit. Unconsciously, I wasn't trying to help any other car dealer. And that's where the magic starts in World Ventures. If you want to be succeed, the only way is to help other people to be successful. If you want to be successful in World Ventures, you have to help other people to be successful. And that's what I realized in my first regional event. When I saw someone from the States coming to Cyprus and help people, teach people, and inspire people, I realized that, wow, what a type of job, trying to help other people to be successful, and immediately you are going to be successful. And I love this idea.
So you made a completely different shift in your life. You know, here you are as a car salesman, you know, like most people in the world, in it for themselves. And then World Ventures, it sounds like, just opened you up and, you know, helped you discover a passion for really helping other people. And now that's exactly what you're doing. And so... To get to the highest rank in the company, International Marketing Director, this is not something that many people do. You know, less than 1% of the company, you know, achieves this level of success. And so I'm sure everyone's wondering, how did you do it? You know, how if you were to get a brand new person started, right, you know, right now, someone's listening, they're getting inspired, they're seeing the shift that you made, the transformation, and how you've become such an incredible leader for so many people, and they're saying, I want to do this, but how do I do it? How would you get that person started? What are the things that you would teach them to do?
Okay. The first thing is that you have to start program yourself. I believe that if someone work hard, if someone starts to work hard in World Ventures, he can be successful and he can go until a position. But if you want to be international marketing director, you don't have only to work hard. You have to work also smart, but you have to help other people to work smart and hard. When we hit international marketing director, most people came to us and asking questions like, okay, how you feel now that you are going to get the house bonus, how you feel now that you are going to get the car bonus, how you feel now that you have freedom for your time and financial, you gain a lot of money. But we deeply believe that this is something that anybody can see. This is the things that most people can see, but the biggest gain of hitting international marketing director is something that most people cannot see. And what is this? Is the type of person that you have to become in order to be international marketing director. The type of changes that you have to do in your life, the type of improvements that you have to do in your life in order to become international marketing director. Because, as I told before, the only way to do this is to, because nobody can do this by referring 3,000 people by his own. So the only way to do this is to help other people to do the same. So you are programmed yourself to help people. And the first time that I heard someone tell me, the first time that I heard someone to tell me that, Stavros, thanks for your help. Honestly, it was something more than the Monday paycheck. I realized that I love more people to be, I love more people to be happy. I love more to see people to be successful and changing their lives because of a decision that we help them to make, instead of see the email that we get paid every Monday. So the biggest gain that we got from World Ventures is what type of person you are forced to become if you really need to be IMD.
So what were some of the challenges that you ran across in your journey, and how did you overcome them?
Okay. So it was from the time that we hit seniority president, that is, it was the first time that we had some challenges. Because, as I told you, we start doing presentation, we started speak to people, but we didn't know 100% the business. So we didn't know how to train them, how to inspire them, how to help them, and how to make step-by-step an improvement. So we challenge with this, and we are trying to keep the rank for about 5 months, 4 to 5 months, something like this. We are trying to keep and stay on this rank for about 4 to 5 months. We made a lot of mistakes, and I believe that every single one is learned from, I believe that people are learning from their mistakes. And as I told before, nobody is going to learn something for his success, but everybody is going to learn something from his failures or mistakes. So what we did, we just commit to ourselves, we just commit to our team and to each other that we are going to find a way and we are going to do this. The first time that we are attending international event, it was in Momentum in Slovenia, Portoros. And that time we realized something. I heard Matt Morris and I heard Wes Melcher and Mark Cassetta giving us some tips, and I made a full commitment to the team and to ourselves that whatever is going to happen, we are going to help everybody that is going to let us to help him to be on a rank or in a residual income, and we are going to take it to the top. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take us. It doesn't matter what we are going to face, but we are going to enjoy the journey, and we are going to take World Ventures to the top, because we have to let everyone to know about our deal.
You know, I just want to acknowledge you guys and, you know, all of the other just people from World Ventures outside of the United States, because, you know, we have trainings. We have regional trainings that, you know, are done almost every month on the local level in our major markets that you can go get trained for, you know, under $50. And then we have we've got national events, you know, every quarter of the year as well. And, you know, for those people drive or they fly in, you know, because most of the time it's not in their city. But, you know, for the rest of the world, you literally traveling to different countries and making that commitment to get trained. And it's so inspiring to hear the drive that you have, your commitment to your success and to the people in your team. And many of you don't, you know, speak different languages, but you come together as one. And so could you talk a little bit about the family? What's the energy? What's the vibe like? What's the culture like in, you know, the other countries for World Ventures?
When people realize that this is real, it's something amazing for a European, because everybody in Europe loves to travel, but almost everybody in Europe loves to travel. The thing is to help someone to realize that this is for real, to realize that he can have fun, freedom, and fulfillment for the rest of his life if he just join and commit to the company and to our teams. So if you go to an event, a regional or an international event in Europe, you are going to realize that it's going to be some couple of thousands of people in the international event, and in the regional event, again, the same, that are truly commit to World Ventures, to the idea of World Ventures, and are full of energy. As you may probably know, European people love to have fun, love to have freedom, and love to fulfill themselves. And that's why most Greek people, they said that we believe that the co-founders of this company had to be Greek in their previous life. That's why most people in Greece believe that the owners and the co-founders of the company were Greeks in a previous life, because World Ventures is very similar, is our culture. World Ventures is something that is very common to us. It's something that every European needs. And I deeply believe that it's a matter of time that every single house in Europe is going to have at least the product of our company. And this is a matter of time.
It's so inspiring to hear, again, how the energy and the culture and this vision that Mike Asquith and Wayne Nugent have had has just spread around the world, and how, you know, it doesn't matter if what country you're from, what language you're from, we all speak the same language deep at our core, and World Ventures really is helping people put more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in their lives. So speaking of that, our core product is Dream Trips, and you said that the reason that you got started originally was because you wanted to travel. Maybe some people on here have never taken a dream trip. Tell us a little bit about maybe one of your favorite dream trip experiences.
Okay. My favorite trip was last year. It was a cruise from Miami to Jamaica and Cayman Islands. It was with Carnival Victory. We were about maybe 100 people, something like this, on the Carnival, 100 Dream Trippers, something like this, on the Carnival Victory. It was all-inclusive, 24 hours, all-inclusive. You can have... You were able to have food, drink, whatever you want. But the most amazing is the places that you are able to visit and the friends that you are able to make. Because we used to make some trips before World Ventures, but it's totally different to travel with... something else, and it's totally different to travel with World Ventures. It's totally different to be on a dream trip. And I'm going to use the phrase a testimony that I heard in a World Ventures video. If you are not traveling with World Ventures, you are traveling, you are doing it the wrong way. Because it's not only the places that you can visit, but it's also the people that you can meet. It's also the friends that you can make. And it's the experience. And I deeply believe that if you are not going to share this, if you don't want other people to live the same experience that you are living, you are very selfish.
Cool. That's so cool. It's so neat to hear how these phrases, these learnings, are just so they're authentic. They resonate with people. I'm just so wowed by it every time I'm hearing you speak. So, you know, you guys get started, and you know, just to kind of recap your story here and some of what you've been sharing. Is you get started for the travel. Katarina is the one that's really starting going after this. She proves to you that it works. And so now you start believing. But at the same time, you're struggling. You're kind of beating your head against the wall, trying to do the sales skills or tactics that you used in your job selling cars. And then once you get to a training with Dave Ulloa, it really opened your eyes to what's possible and then inspired you to go lead and share this with other people. And although after you hit senior rep, you had some challenges, it was one of these things where you learned from them. And, you know, you really believe that it's your failures that shape you. It's those, the best learnings are from your failures, as long as you pick yourself back up and you keep moving forward. And so less than 2 years later, after you get involved, just because Katarina happened to see some photos of someone else who had been on a dream trip and had the the courage, the simple courage to say, hey, how did you do that? You now hit you'd hit the highest rank in the company, international marketing director. You were recognized in front of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in Las Vegas. I remember it. It was an amazing moment. And there was so much love and energy in the room to celebrate your success. So now you've hit the highest rank in the company. Tell us, what is your lifestyle like? What's different?
Okay. So as I told before, most people can see the house that we got from the house bonds of IFBs, or the traveling that we are making with all these travel dollars. But honestly, what is the main difference for us is the love that we have, that we gain from the people, the hope that we can give to other people, the friends that we create. We are traveling at least once per month. Not only we are traveling also for holidays, but also to meet people in other countries of Europe, to share our story, to share our beliefs, and to share our product, our idea, and to help other people to make the same thing. This is the best lifestyle for me, to do what you love, because when you do what you love, it's not a job, but it's a pleasure. And we are able today to do what we love. We are going to do this for the rest of our lives, and we are going to get paid for this. That's the amazing. Now, I know that there are a lot of people, not only in Europe, but in our planet, that they don't know about World Ventures. They don't know that you can have this lifestyle, that you can be whenever you want, wherever you want. And we feel that we are responsible to let them know that we have not to be selfish, but we have to let everybody in this world know about our idea. We have to help people. If we succeed to be IFBs in less than 2 years, we have to help people to do the same thing in less than 1 year. And we deeply believe and we are sure that there is someone in Europe and maybe in our country, maybe in England, in Poland, in Germany, that is going to do is going to start in World Ventures and is going to be an IMD in less than 1 year for sure. And we are going to find him and help him to do this. So when we hit the rank, my best friend came to me and asked me, Stavros, now you are in the last rank of World Ventures, and you have economically freedom, you have a financial freedom, you ended free of time to do whatever you want, whenever you want. Are you going to stop moving so fast? Are you going to stop speaking to so much people? Are you going to stop sharing the idea? And my answer was no, because as I told before, we feel responsible, and it's our aim to help other people to do the same. It's not about the money. Honestly, it's not about the money, because I deeply believe that the money that we are making now is enough. It's not about the money, but it's about our aim. It's about our target, and it's about doing what we like to do and what we feel that we are responsible to do. And at first, you join the company maybe because of the dream trips or because of the dream, because of the amount of money that you can make, because of the amount of time that you can create. Then if you work hard and smart, you can achieve this. And if you achieve this, you can realize that your reward is not the trips, are not the trips, and your reward are not the money, but is the journey. And I'm not going to let my reward to stop. I'm not going to stop the journey because it's something that I like.
And so, that's wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. It's so wild and true that people get started in this business usually from the business side. I mean, for the product, of course, they get started because they want to travel. But if they choose to do World Ventures in the business side, they usually almost always start for themselves, for money for themselves, to change their situation. But, you know, what I can share after being involved in World Ventures for almost 8 years now is that of all of the top leaders that have achieved such massive success in World Ventures, that have persevered through their own challenges because everyone has them, and they've been on this journey, once they get to what many people would think is the top, I mean, they're now making such an above-average income, they really have more choices and flexibility. And if they wanted to, they could really choose to take their foot off the gas and enjoy the lifestyle while still maintaining their business and not have to work as aggressively, you know, as they did in the beginning to get them where they were. But literally virtually every person who's at international marketing director and even the other ranks as well, national marketing director and regional marketing director, the way that they've been impacted and moved by this company, they don't want to stop. They might have gotten started with the hopes and dreams of retiring, but this becomes their family, and they want to continue to keep building and helping other people, you know, have and create the experiences that they've been blessed with. And these are the people they want to travel with anyways because they've been inviting their friends and creating friends with the people that join their team, people from other teams all around the world. And I think that's one of the things that makes us so special, so unique, and just really speaks volumes to the heart of the company. And I know that, you know, Stavros, you've been the one that's been interacting me with, you know, during this interview. But Katerina, you're wife, she is amazing. She does so much to contribute towards the business. Obviously, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her and putting her foot down and saying, I'm doing this with or without you. You know, is there anything that you would like to share about the way that you work together, or is there anything that that she would like to share to the people who are listening as well?
Okay, I'm going to let her share some things, but honestly, if it wasn't for Katerina, it was going to be possible. It's something that we are doing together, and I'm very blessed to have her on my side and help me and day by day, working with me day by day. So, Katerina.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello. The question is, how is now we're working together? What?
Yeah.
Okay. We love it because it gives the chance to work together. We have our venture to do together this. We feel blessed that we are together all the time and share the same things, the same the same ideas to do our business explosion and the dream trip and the team to be like a family. Everything is now everything we are doing together now. In our previous jobs, we didn't have the same things in our mind. I was in shipping company and Stavros sell cars. We didn't have something together to...
Something common.
Something common.
That's so wonderful. It is so neat. And to see how World Ventures can bring couples together and allow you guys to have a common vision, goal, and move forward together. And I just want to acknowledge the both of you for doing this interview in English as a second language. I can only imagine the complication, the complexity that it takes to translate. But what is so impressive and why I'm so excited to see you train at United is that this is at your core. It's ingrained in you now. And so it's not so much about the language. You're learning. You can teach this in any language now. It's just such an amazing talent, and I just want to acknowledge you for that and your leadership as well. I've really enjoyed doing this interview with you and getting a chance to know you better, and I know that the people who are listening are as well. Katarina, is there anything else that you would like to share with the people that are listening?
Now I'm 25. I started the company when I was 22 and a half, actually. And now I'm 25, and I'm not nothing different than other girls. I just want it, take my energy, and just do it. I just follow the dream, and my advice is to others to do it.
Well, you definitely have an infectious energy, and I can see why people will follow you. Stavros, is there anything else that you'd like to share before we wrap this up?
Okay, I want to thank you for this interview, and just let people know that I'm going to give 100% of my power at United to teach and inspire people. Definitely, I commit that I'm going to improve even more my English language and let everybody to be inspired and understand what I'm going to teach there. So again, thank you, Jamie, for this interview. And I'm looking forward to meet you at United.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Some young, passionate leaders from Cyprus who literally came from some very average jobs and now became the international marketing director's highest rank in our company from Cyprus. You've heard them. We've been doing the interview from Dallas to Cyprus and back. And it's just absolutely incredible. When you're reading about the Voyager magazine, they've been featured in Voyager. You can read about some of the stories there, and you can see them live in person at United in April in Fort Worth in that area. And I highly encourage you, when you're there, if you've been moved, if there's something that they've said that's really impacted you, find them, seek them out. Within the, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people there, find them and come, take a picture with them, shake their hand, thank them. I know that will mean the world to them. They do this for you. They're not doing this for them anymore. They're doing this for you because that's what's so fulfilling to them is to help other people succeed at this. And so I'm just so grateful for the time that you've spent, the lessons, the learnings that have been shared. And I can't wait to see you guys and hang out with you in person in just a couple months at United. And so this is Jamie Young signing off.